You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Leah Slaughter, the owner of OmniKey Realty, a property management and real estate company. Leah, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And thanks for your time. Much appreciated. Now, we hear about opportunities to invest in real estate all the time for people who are interested in getting involved but have no experience. What are your suggestions when it comes to learning the basics?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I tell people that's a simple thing that you can do, and as ridiculous as it sounds, is you can watch some of the TV shows on HGTV. It's a good way to kind of get a feel for what it takes, and you get a more grandiose idea, but it's a great place to get started. There are also investment firms and networks all over the nation that you can get involved with, and many of those are either free or have a low membership fee, and they teach classes and get you involved with other investors and let you network and really get a lot of background into what it is to be a real estate investor, and so it's a great first step for a first-timer.
And Leah, who is the right candidate for investing in real estate, and what does it take financially? And also, what does it take as a time commitment in these regards?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there who can find someone like me all over the nation who will help walk you through the entire process. There are many buyer's agents who will help you with that process and represent you, help you find the property, help you rehab the property, help you lease out the property, do all those things. The biggest thing that we tell people is you've got to have good credit to start, or at least good enough credit. Beyond that, there are so many different options out there for people that don't have a lot of money available. For those who are not cash heavy but have an IRA, you can do IRA non-recourse lending. For those who have cash but maybe don't have, you know, a lot of investment experience, you can start with single family and a traditional Fannie or Freddie loan. There's so many different options out there for everybody. The biggest thing is work on your credit, get your credit in a good place. I would say try to get it up to at least a 680 before you approach anybody about investing. And once you're there, really a lot of the people that you'll work with will help guide you to the next steps.
And a very helpful response there. Now, for those who are currently a landlord or property owner, what are the benefits to securing a property management company, and are the fees worth it, and how much money are you losing out on by doing this?
So for a company like me, for a standard single-family house, you're going to pay between about $60 and $70 a month. And what that includes is a lot of different things to protect you. Someone like me is going to do quarterly visits at the property, which means that we're going to assess and check on that property and that tenant at least once every 3 months. If we find things that the tenants are doing wrong or that they need to correct, we're going to have it done during the lease. That way you're not dealing with the big make-ready at move-out. The other thing that we do is a two-month re-renting period, and that's something that we set up when we place a tenant in that lease. And what that allows us to do is market and show the property the last 2 months of every lease, so we can typically avoid vacancy other than just a few days between tenancies, since we've already located a tenant while the old tenant is still there. Property management companies are also going to be able to oversee repairs for you. They're going to have the contacts to get you the best pricing on repairs. A company like mine doesn't charge for that service. That's inclusive in that management fee. Obviously, we have better marketing avenues with the MLS and tenant pipelines and all those types of things that we can do. We also take care of the reporting for you. So there are some people who, you know, can hire a property manager and work out just fine, or they can manage it themselves and work out just fine. The big thing that I tell people is as you grow your investment portfolio, you wouldn't want to quit a $100,000 a year job to do something you could pay me $1,000 a year to do. So I always tell people, if it's something that's going to be a full-time venture for you, or even 8 to 10 hours a week, which by the time you do showings and the marketing, you do the billing, you do the repairs, all of that, it's certainly not something that requires no time. So I just tell people, if you want to do it on top of your, you know, job that you hold right now, that's a great thing. You can certainly get your feet wet and learn. Make sure you know your local codes and ordinances. We are in Texas here, and they have a whole section of property code devoted to rental property. Many, many owners find themselves in violations of that without even knowing. So it's just important, if you're going to do it yourself, you have all those basics and you have the knowledge to know how to do it. But like I said, make sure that it's not something that you're giving up a good job to go manage your own properties when you can pay someone a whole lot less to do it and make more money spending that time doing something else.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Today we're joined by Leah Slaughter, owner of OmniKey Realty, a property management and real estate company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Leah, when it comes to home renovations to increase property value, what are the easiest and least expensive things you can do that will make a difference?
So one of the things that I like to look at is flooring. It's a very simple thing, but it's something that can make a lot of bang very easily. One of the new products we're seeing a lot of success with is this vinyl wood-like flooring. You can typically get it for just a little bit more than carpet, but it gives the wood look in a home. It's also very water-resistant, so unlike a laminate flooring that's in a similar price point, water can get on it and it will not be destroyed. It also works really well in properties that have some settlement or movement because it doesn't really show that movement with the foundation settling. So definitely something that's an inexpensive thing you can do. There's also so many different countertop options now that will allow you to come in and redo old countertops for a very affordable price. It used to be that granite was really your only option, but now there's so many different variations and even resurfacing kits you can buy to go on top of existing laminate to make it look like granite. So really, those are two of the best things we see bang for the buck.
And lastly, Leah, what are some tips to be a more effective landlord for people who are renting property?
Number one thing is make sure you know the value and the area that you're in. So we want to make sure that when you have a rental property that you're not undercutting the competition and renting the property too low. I would recommend whether you self-manage or whether you work with the management company that you do that two-month re-renting period. Having that 60 days to find a tenant and show the property with a lockbox while the old tenant is still there allows you to shoot for a little bit higher figure. And as long as you're checking on your property and making sure it looks good during that tenancy, it should show beautifully with the tenant's belongings in there and allow you to secure a tenant with a better price and a better success for no vacancy.
Well, Leah, super information here, and we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today. Where can listeners get further details online about Omni Key Realty?
Absolutely. So our website is omnikeytexas.com, or you can always give us a call at 833-OMNI-KEY.
Fantastic. Leah, thanks again for joining us on the program. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me.
And it's been more than our pleasure. We've been speaking with Leah Slaughter, owner of Omni Key Realty, a property management and real estate company. And for further details, visit OmniKeyTexas.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Do check out our live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with an app coming to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.